Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family and friends. You've got Greg Peterson, team manager here in sunny Southern California, and I am so blessed to have as my co-host today, Jeanette Cojas. Where are you at and where have you been, young lady?
You sound like a B&I recording. I am Jeanette Cojas. I am in Charleston, South Carolina. Sunny, sunny, beautiful skies, ready to get out on the golf course this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. Well, getting back out on the greens, but you shared with me where you have been. Where have you been for the last week?
Last 4 days. We were out in the ocean. I went on a cruise, first time in like 30 years. My husband and I went, so it was really a lot of fun. Oh, I had a blast.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Well, everybody, today is Testimonial Tuesday. And so what is Testimonial Tuesday? Let's get right into it. We're going to get right into how you can listen to the recordings of these shows. And we are going to get into, that's right, we're going to learn how we all can share a testimonial and we can make these shows more valuable to all of those who listen live and who want to listen to the recordings, because this could be one of our valuable tools if we make it that, and that's the key. If we have people contribute, we can make this one of our valuable tools to share with clients to be able to allow our clients to listen to other compliant testimonials. So let's get right into it on what is a compliant testimonial. Number one, we do not use disease states mentioned in the medical field. Why? Because we are not trained medical professionals. Yes, we do have distributors that are, but as a majority, everybody that is distributors or most people that are distributors are actually just individuals like you and me that have had other regular jobs outside of the medical profession. So what are disease states and how can they better be said? Well, I'm going to go through a list of them here. Number one, diabetes. How can we better say that? Well, what about problem with blood sugar regulation? Okay. Heart attack. Well, better off said, cardiovascular issue. Well, then there's always arthritis. Well, I had a lot of joint discomfort. Okay. Obesity. I think that one's a pretty obvious one. I have problems with my weight. How about cirrhosis or eczema? Now, a lot of people don't know what that is. Well, I just had a severe skin problem, and naturally we never use the C word, which is cancer. Instead, we can say, I had an immune disorder that I just couldn't get rid of. Or fibromyalgia. Now, a lot of people don't know what that is. All you need to do is say, I had a chronic health condition. It caused a lot of discomfort all the time with me. What about chronic fatigue? Well, very low energy. And what about insomnia? Well, I just had sleeping issues. What about Crohn's disease? Well, with that one, you can say severe digestive problems. And then cholesterol, all you need to do is say, I just had a negative blood test, but after using the Beamer, my results improved. So those are a few of the examples. Now, number two is we don't mention drug names because, once again, We never, ever want to imply that the Beamer usage replaces any medications. This is a huge no-no with the FDA and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. And they do talk to each other. They may say, listen, hey, we heard someone, a distributor, mention that that the usage of the Beamer really helped this individual get off their medications. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to pick up the phone and they're going to call the FDA and say, hey, you know what? Remember your client Beamer Group? Yeah, they've got this. You may want to listen to this. And then that phone call goes to our corporate office, to Albert, our CEO, and then they are going to look into who the distributor was. And if this becomes a chronic problem throughout the distributorships, the FDA could come in and say, Beamer, you're on notice, and we may shut you down. So this is why it's so important that we all learn how to follow the rules from the very get-go. Okay, next, we don't use terms like the word pain, cured, or treatment. These are all considered vocabulary words used in the medical field. So instead of using the word pain, let's instead use discomfort. And then instead of cured, we can say, you know what, it helped resolve the issue that I was having. And then last but not least is treatment. Instead, all you need to use is the word session. I gave the individual a Beamer session. Now, last but not least is that we do not do protocols. We do not have designated protocols for this issue, that issue, whatever issue it is, because then we are getting into specifications of certain issues, and the Beamer works on the overall body. Well, are all these conditions in the body? Yes, they are. So we're not disease specific or issue specific. We use the basic plan on everybody, and it works. It's as simple as that. Now, on recordings, if a person wants to listen to one of these recordings from Blog Talk Radio, there are two great options. Number one, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/, that's that little angular line, Beamer IDDS. Okay, one more time, blogtalkradio.com/ Beamer IBDS. Now, one of my new distributors came up to me and said, Greg, there's an easier way to do it. And I go, please tell me. They went to their phone. They looked on their podcasts app. There's an app on your phone for Androids and Apples, and it's called Podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, Podcast. It's free. You download it. All you have to do is type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and that's the only thing that shows up. You click on it, and you can see all the pre-recorded Blog Talk Radio programs right there at your fingertips on your phone, and you can listen to them any time of the day or night. So those are all right there for you. So with that, Jeanette, how have you been? And I know you always have a great testimonial. And what is a great testimonial as far as time that we should be talking to a person when we give our testimonial, and why?
Well, you know, basically, people don't want to listen to us go on and on and on and on and on. So we need to try to keep your testimonial between 30 to 60 seconds, or maybe 90 at the most. But you know, do a quick testimonial of how you felt beforehand, how long you've used Beamer, and what it's done for you, how you feel, and how excited you are. And then they will ask more questions. The idea is not to just talk people's ear off. The idea is just to tell a quick testimonial and then have them ask you more questions. And then you can talk a little bit more, and they can ask more questions. It's so good to just make them come from a state of curiosity where they ask you more questions. That way they feel like you know that they're interested and they're asking you instead of you just chatting, talking. You know, that's why God gives us two ears and one mouth. We need to listen more than we chat, more than we talk.
That is so true. So what would you, are you set to do an example for us as such as a testimonial that you may have?
Well, sure. So I started Beamer 3.5 years ago, and right at the beginning, I didn't feel much of anything. I didn't know that it was really working in my body. Before I started Beamer, I was a competitive swimmer in my younger years, and when I swam freestyle, I would swim two strokes of freestyle and gasp for air. I mean, literally gasp for air. And then 6 months later, I decided to go into an indoor pool, and I jumped in the pool to do my laps, and I was noticing that after I did one lap, a flip turn, and on the way back, I realized I was swimming four strokes to a breath, and it was a casual breath. It blew my mind. I was like, wow. I mean, 180 degrees difference in the amount of lung capacity I had, that Beamer had helped the oxygen get into my lungs. And that's why so many athletes and Olympians are using Beamer for endurance, for athletes, for athletic, you know, a little added edge for the other athletes. So that's one of my biggest testimonials. And now 3.5 years later, it's gotten to be about 8 and 10 strokes to a breath.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was going to give a quick testimonial, and mine was going to be on swimming too. And the exact same thing happened to me. So one of my testimonials is that I started using the Beamer after learning about it just by accident, watching four bicycle racers on a team do the race across America. Not only did they win, but they beat all the 8-man teams. And so naturally that raised curiosity with me. So I went and looked at all the information on YouTube, because we didn't have all the marketing like we do now that Brad Horn and his team has put together, which is absolutely amazing. And so I ended up getting one, and I had done a bike ride after taking 2 months off. And naturally, when I came back, I was going to be, susceptible to a lot of lactic acid buildup. So I did a bike ride that was like about 45 miles and a lot of hill climbing. And when I got home, my legs were screaming. And all I could think of, boy, am I going to be testing this Beamer out. And I got on it, and 15 minutes later, 16 minutes later, 90% of the discomfort in my legs was gone. And so I remembered them telling me, well, this lasts for 12 to 18 hours. So I waited. And sure enough, about an hour or two later, the discomfort was all gone in my legs. Now my legs are still tired, but I felt great. And then I actually ended up and going out riding the following day, and that would have never happened. I would have been walking like a cripple for a couple of days because my legs would have been so sore. And I was just blown away. And I can only imagine at that time, you know, for athletes. But then being a paramedic for over 30 years, I was just thinking about, what about all the chronic issues that people have where they're out there using walkers and canes and just struggling to get around? What would this do for them? And sure enough, after I started sharing it with people, it's been such a blessing in so many people's lives. So it really is amazing. So what we want to do is we want to hear from other people so that we can gather a whole grouping of different testimonials. We've got 30 minutes left on the show today. Let's see how many quick testimonials we can get in. And after you do a 30 to a 1 minute testimonial, then we'll ask you further questions more in depth, maybe then if you wish, on how we can do that. So how do you do that? All you have to do is dial the one on your phone, the number one on your phone. And that brings you up in the queue on my little computer here, and then I can call upon you, and we'll ask you for your name, where you're at, and your quick testimonial, and then we'd like to hear maybe a little bit further in depth then on maybe how you were introduced to Beamer and the different path that you took, because there's so many people, they just get the Beamer for themselves, they become a distributor because of the opportunity of learning all the additional information you can by going to an academy, the whole bit. And if a person doesn't maintain their distributorship after that, there's no problem. You are still a very valued customer of Beamer, and we want to make sure you're using it to the best of your ability. And then you can always refer individuals to your mentor, the individual that sold you your Beamer, and then lots of times the mentors will give you a nice little thank you gift in some way, shape, or form to do that. So let's see who's the brave souls today, Jeanette, and let's see who can press one on their phone and launch this off.
And we have a lot. we have a lot of people on the phone, so we just need to make sure everybody, I mean, everybody gets terrified of pushing one and saying something. But I'll tell you, when I started 3.5 years ago, it was so fun to listen to so many different ailments and how Beamer helped them. And it really helped me with my business more because I had friends that, oh, I heard about this. And another friend, I heard somebody had that and they used Beamer. So, you know, if we could get a lot of different testimonials of how it helped your arm or your legs or your body or your whatever, running or walking or climbing upstairs, mm-hmm. or it helps us all think about friends that we need to talk to. So don't be afraid. Let's push one and let's get a few different testimonials today.
I think we have a lot of scaredy cats after Halloween yesterday. Okay, I see we've had a brave soul, and I am going to be calling upon 386-238. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon. This is Wanda Henson over in Daytona Beach, beautiful Daytona Beach, and I just want to get things rolling today.
Awesome.
The one thing that is just tremendous, because we've had our Beamer October 14th was 7 years, and the reason that I wanted the Beamer was because of a condition that I'd had in my brain since I was a teenager, and maybe before, because I think all the way back to grade school, being in the health room with the discomfort in my head. So all these years, which is 50 years, because I'm 72, and I feel better now than even when I was a teenager, because I'm not addressing that issue and planning events whether I'll have that issue or not. So life
wow.
is good.
That is amazing. Wanda, how were you introduced to the Beamer?
My friend sent me an email, and she said, check this out. I think it'll help you with your M word. And I immediately went in there, but I saw the cost, because then there was nothing in our website except, ordering. And I saw the cost. I immediately emailed her back and said, they're not that bad. But they were that bad. In hindsight, I would pay even more for the product, knowing that, how it helped me. And mm-hmm. we're in our household, we've been going through a lot of stress this month. There's just things that are going on. In a normal situation, I would be stressed, overly stressed. And just going with the flow, whatever happens, happens. So it's amazing when the body's stressed, how stressed you become, but when the body's unstressed, how calm you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just
yep.
amazing, what the body can do.
Well, you deserve this for being the first one today.
Well, thank you.
Well, Wanda,
I appreciate that.
Wanda, what amazes me is you had this issue for 50 years, and then how long did it take you from using Beamer that you noticed a difference?
I mean, you would think
if you had an issue for 50 years, that obviously the doctors have done anything and everything they could, and there's nothing else to do for it.
Well, it's one of those things that they just say there's nothing, because I was in the hospital once 3 days because I had a really bad discomfort in my head. So I went in for tests, and, they found nothing that was probably caused by stress and there's nothing we can do for you. There's nothing, cut back on chocolate, cut back on coffee, all these things that they tell you to do, but there's nothing they can do except give you these drugs. And you're supposed to take the drugs really before it even happens so that you don't get the condition. how that goes. So through the years, before Beamer, I was taking – I'd like to put in a Tupperware container how many drugs I took for one episode just to show people what I was doing to my brain, and it was showing up in my brain. Things were happening
wow.
to me just when I got the Beamer. And I say God puts before you what you need at that time when you need it, and that's in everything in my life. But the very first day I noticed something, and it got better each month. I used less and less and less of the medications, and now for a year now I have not used any medications.
Wow.
I remember being in a restaurant one time, and I was having one of these in a little meeting luncheon, and we were talking about this, and the couple sitting there beside me said, young lady, someday you'll grow out of it. And I looked at her and I'm thinking, how old have I got to be, you know? But I was at an academy in Tampa one time, and a lady said that she had gotten rid of her condition. And I asked her how old she was, and she was 78. And I thought, well, I can wait that long, you know?
No.
But I didn't have to wait that long.
Wow. Yeah, and it's so important on what you mentioned about the time frames and mentioning and how Jeanette brought up as far as the physicians and working with you, and nothing against our medical society whatsoever. A person knows only what they know. A physician, a doctor, an engineer, anybody, they only know by what they have learned in school or outside of school during their practices and what their organization continues to give them as far as continuing education. So we can't
Absolutely.
Hold anything against them at all. You know, God bless
yeah.
them for all the help
Amen.
That they do for people. However, it is when an individual fails to say, yes, it would be best, and I would encourage you to look into other modalities that may help you, instead of saying, this is the block of options we have, and that's mm-hmm. it, and I'm sorry, but there's nothing else out there. That is very narrow-minded to lead a patient down a corridor like that. There are so many things outside of the educational realm that they have received that can help, and we have seen that on multiple occasions with people. So just being open, trying something. Beamer has never hurt one person in the whole world. Never, ever has hurt an individual. Tell me what other item out there can state that. Even toothpaste has had issues with people, okay?
So, true that.
So,
but we appreciate you being here, both of you taking your time out and hosting Blog Talk. Really, I'm not always on here. If I'm not on here, I try to go back in and listen. But like I say, there are things are going on. And
yep.
I'll just tell you, this month my husband and I lost our daughter, very aggressive lung cancer, never a smoker, and going through that. And now my sister here in Daytona Beach has been missing 31 years, and they have just had a serial killer that has confessed. So we've been waiting for 31 years for this information to come in, and it's just in the last week that we're, you know, this is coming in. But, you know, that's how the body, you know, the stress that we're under, and then you just, you know, are calm about it. It's really not even normal to go
right.
through this. And
I saw your posting on Facebook, I believe, Wanda, on that.
Thank you.
You know, my thoughts and prayers go out to you, your family, all the families of that situation that very, very sick individual caused in so many lives for so many years. So my
Amen.
Thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family on that. So
thank you.
Let's
I appreciate that.
So thank you for that. So let's move on here. We
okay,
have
thank
another
you.
Thank you again, Wanda. Okay. So I have another brave soul. We are calling on, drum roll, 717-656. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks a lot for your program. This is Lydia from Pennsylvania. I've been on the call quite often, but I thought, oh, my goodness, people are not very active today. Maybe I'm one of the people to get on.
There you
but,
go.
I really appreciate my Beamer. I would not put a price on it. I had mine for 6 years. And my issue was my legs. I think I'm labeled on the Blog Talk as happy legs, as far as I know. And that's exactly what I have. I had lots of issues going on in my legs, and I do have happy legs. And I really appreciate the Beamer. What can I say? I mean, I physically, I work pretty hard. We are on a farm. I'm 75 years old, and I know for a fact that I could not work this hard when I was probably 30, 35 years old. I had some issues back then, and I just, you know, start in the morning and keep on going till nighttime. And I have shared the Beamer with many people. In fact, as far as I know, there's a lady on now today that is probably on for her first time. I just sold her, introduced her to a Beamer. And, hopefully she will. She will. I know she will. It just takes time for some of our issues. So yep. Thanks again. And, it's always nice to learn from your other clients that's here.
So, Lydia, with your happy legs, how were you introduced to the Beamer, and what was your mindset when you were being introduced to the Beamer?
Well, I was invited to a meeting, and I'm not too far away from George Ronis. It was at his house, and I thought, oh, this is exactly what I need. I could just tell with the slides you were showing, you know, with blood flow and the micro blood vessels and everything. And I came home that night and I said to my two sons, I said, I just think I need a Beamer. I learned a lot, and I would have bought one that night if I would have, you know, thought that I could probably do it financially. Then I waited about a month when there was another meeting, and I purchased one then. And it's just it's a wonderful device. I think one thing I want to share with people being a distributor, I'm hearing it again and again, some people forget to tell their customers to drink water before and after, and that's so important because most of us don't drink enough of water to begin with, and it can be neglected. Now, I know there's some people who do, but it's a high percentage of people that do not drink enough of water, and that's a big key, I think it is, and we've been trained that too.
It really is. When you're drinking more water, you're hydrating your overall system. And we're working on blood flow. Well, blood flow is liquid. So if you're low on that, it's like putting very little oil in the car. When you change the oil in the car, is it going to function as well? No. You want to make sure that you're topped off on the oil so that it flows properly. And that's the same way with our bodies. And yes, 9 times out of 10, people are dehydrated to some point, and we want to make sure. And so how do you know that? Well, the color of your urine is an indicator. And when I was on the fire department, right there on the wall in front of the urinal, we had a little color chart all the way from clear was the best, all the way to extremely dark and all the different levels. And it would say, okay, you need to drink 8 ounces. You need to drink 16 ounces. You better sit down and be drinking until things become clear again. But this is an indicator because this shows how much particulates that you are flushing out of your system. And we want to make sure by staying completely hydrated, your circulatory system is going to function at its optimum best, because then that Beamer is going to enhance the motion that moves that liquid. Well, if the liquid isn't in there, you're not going to get the results, which is getting the red blood cells to the targeted areas that's carrying the oxygen and nutrition and carrying the byproducts out of there. And then on top of that, for longevity and the longer term items, we're working on our white blood cells, our immune systems, and all the different messengers that are being transported in our body. Billions and trillions of them every second are being transmitted through our bodies, and it all revolves around blood flow. You're sitting here listening to a radio program. You're either holding your phone, you're looking around, you're taking in information, your brain is functioning to take in and acquire that information, you're hearing our voice, your ears are working. All of that stuff requires, when you break it all the way down, to those individual cells to function. And every little single cell in our body is like a little mini-me. They all eat, they all drink, and whatever eats and drinks is going to poop. And if you don't get that poop out of there, that's how you're going to feel. So we want to make sure we stay extremely and well hydrated. So Jeanette, do you have anything further with that? I want to thank Linda for that. Before we let her go, Jeanette, I will let you take over. And then also, please, everybody, press the number 1 on your phone. We'd love to see some more callers come on.
I'm Lydia, Linda. Okay.
Lydia, I'm really glad that you called in, because there are so many people out there that have canes and are walking and having a problem walking, and the feet are the furthest part from the heart. So sometimes as you get older, that lack of blood flow is what happens down there. And personally, myself too, I had a cardiac event and was on some medications. And a couple months later, I noticed when I was out on the golf course, my toes would have 1,000 pins and needles and they'd freeze up and get stiff on me and I couldn't even walk. And it was horrendous. And I tried a year going to so many different places trying to figure out what to do to how to do it. And when I put Beamer on my toes, amazing what increased blood flow would do to you. I mean, it is amazing. So I feel so much better now. I'm actually walking 9 and 18 holes out on the golf course and don't have the issue with my toes much anymore. And, you know, the water is so important because Beamer increases blood flow, but it takes the carbon dioxide out. And so if you don't drink enough water to urinate it out, where does it go? It stays in our body. So it's important. I tell my clients all the time, I says, you're probably going to get mad at me because you're going to be running to the restroom all day long. But that's a good thing, because the more you get the waste out, the better everything is going to work in your body. So thanks so much for sharing, Lydia. That was awesome.
Sure. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I appreciate this block talk, and I appreciate that I was introduced to the Beamer. Yeah. And thank you so much.
You're very much welcome. So Jeanette, with you, when you started using the Beamer, did you start off trying to drink a lot more water? Or did you kind of learn through trial and error that, wow, this is almost forcing me to drink more water?
You know, I was pretty good. One of the few, I guess. Being out in the golf course all the time, I drink a lot of water. I was always really good at it. And basically, I still do, and I don't drink anything else. That's pretty much all I drink is water.
Yep. That's one thing I noticed is not only did I need to drink more water, because even like when I'm riding my bike and different things there, it encourages me, because you're thirsty, because when you're exercising, you drink more water. But if I was sedentary, I wasn't spending as much. Once I started using the Beamer, I realized my thirst went up. And anytime that you are thirsty, you're almost a liter low on fluids. Can you imagine that? A whole liter of fluid, you're down if you're starting to feel thirsty. So we always want to make sure that we stay well hydrated. And once I did, I noticed the effects of using the Beamer were enhanced that much more. I felt so much better. So it really does make a huge, huge difference on staying hydrated. And, that's just a part of who we are. And you'll look at any, like I know the ladies, they wonder, what's the secret to that gal's youth? And you ask them, and honestly, they will mention, I drink a lot of water all day long. And it really does come down to the hydration. And in doing so, they're continuing to enhance their circulatory system to the best of its ability prior to the Beamer stimulating the microcirculation. But at least they're getting the best effects with what they have by staying hydrated instead of trying to run sludge through a system, which you can only imagine over time what that would do to your overall body. Just imagine if you don't have the proper blood flow already, and so you're just causing more damage. So I guess today's motto is going to be drink more water, or Jeanette and I are going to come after you. So anyway.
the other thing I'd like to ask too, since we're talking about feet, I mean, if anybody on the call has ever had surgery, maybe on feet or ankles or knees or something, it would be really interesting to hear how Beamer has helped with surgery recovery. Or even how much smoother the surgery went because you were using Beamer ahead of time. That would be a great testimonial if we have anybody in the audience.
Exactly. Yeah, we have several people online. All you need to do is press the 1 on your phone. And while we're waiting for anybody to come online, remember too, folks, we have Whatever Wednesday. Well, it used to be Whatever Wednesday. Now we call it Roundtable Wednesday that I'm hosting on Wednesday mornings. And that's an open forum for all distributors. So we definitely have that. And our amazing Equine Thursday is over the top amazing. And in fact, they are going to be having an Equine Academy on December 10th. However, you need to have gone through a regular academy first. And then number two, you need to go through the equine e-learning that is in your back office. I believe it's now the last section in the e-learning in your back office. So you go to backoffice.beamer.services, type in your Beamer email address and your password. That gets you into your back office. Then go to the far left and scroll down to e-learning. When you click on the e-learning, a drop-down tab will occur and you'll see several different options. The very bottom one, I believe, is the equine educational series. And you click on that, make sure that you watch it. And I tell you what, I watched it here about a week and a half ago, and I'm going to go through it again because I also signed up for the academy. The information in that is golden. I learned so much. So when you incorporate that knowledge with what they're going to go over in the academy, it will make a lot more sense and it will instill that information into our noggins that much better. So anyway, we have that. So we have our testimonial Tuesdays, we have our roundtable Wednesdays for everybody, and we have our equine Thursdays. So I see we have a brave soul on 805-459. You are live on Blog Talk.
Oh, I guess that's me. This is Helena.
Hey, Helena. How are you?
I'm doing very well in beautiful Paso Robles, hoping for rain today. Had my Beamer now a little over 6 years. I've been using one for almost 7 years. And my introduction to it was through Linda Tellington Jones. And I asked her what she'd been doing because I hadn't seen her for a year. And she looked totally vibrant, like she'd lost 15 years and all back to her youthful self that I've always known since I was probably in my late teens, early 20s when I first met her. And so what I have to say about it, I also have had from childhood some strange health challenges, and they're mostly just every year I feel a little better. I'll be 68 in January, and as Lydia was saying, I think I feel better than I've felt really in my life. Because I've always been strong and fit and outdoorsy, but I have memory of a lot of discomfort in my body and strange skin issues and other female challenges and so on from the time I was very, very young in my early teens. And discomfort in my head severe from the time I remember I was 3 and I fell on my head. I remember it clearly. And I made the mistake when I first got my Beamer of thinking, more is better, right? And so I thought, ooh, I've had all these horrible head injuries and head discomfort most of my life. And it was really severe sometimes. Some were injuries. Some just seemed to come out of nowhere, including neck and back discomfort. And then this really severe challenge I sometimes had or had almost every day for about 30 years in my head. So the first month I had my Beamer, I wrapped that pad around my head and I turned it up. Well, guess what? It worked. Well, don't do that to yourself. I can turn it up more, way more now that my body has cleared out whatever was causing these things. My head almost never hurts anymore unless I'm fighting a bug or something. And all of the other things, they just get better every year. And instead of feeling like we have to get more and more decrepit as we get older, I feel like all Beamer people get more and more vibrant as they get older. And one of the important things, I think, is to just keep checking back in with each other, with your sponsors, et cetera, because there are different ways. I learn different ways to use the Beamer every time I talk to you guys or every time I go to an event or go into my back office I think, oh, maybe I'll try that, because there's many, many, many available different settings. And with those 9 other settings we have available on our box, our Beamer box, after that first year, especially if you do have any challenges, or you get injured or sick or stressed or any of those things that we deal with, why not try different settings when you're well hydrated, of course. And I've tried all kinds of different ones, and I'm finding use with the spot, the pad, the body mat, and my little off-label creatures agree too. I think that's it for now, Greg.
And yeah, we want to make sure we stay compliant. However, that does bring up a good point there, Helena, is that next year is when Beamer will be announcing their small animal unit for dogs and cats.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so this is why it's so important that we all as distributors learn our skills now, because you can only imagine, yes, it may be difficult to introduce it to people, but if you watched a really good movie, wouldn't you want to share that with someone else and say, hey, I just went and saw this movie, it's amazing, you got to go see it. Well, Beamer has supplied all the tools now for us with Beamer Share. And here we have the opportunity of sharing things very simply with individuals. So if you're having fear, which is false evidence appearing real, you need to learn how to work through that and just share it with no expectations of making a sale. Just share it. So that also leads me into the effect of this week on Thursday, we have our presentation from Albert and our corporate headquarters. And at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, if you go to BeamerMeetings.com, that's plural, BeamerMeetings with an S, .com, and at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, they are going to announce, my little extended thing came up and now I can't read the rest of it here. Peter Glein, they're going to go over Peter Glein's recap of his tour. They're going to go over recognition. They're going to go over corporate updates and so much more of where Beamer is at to get ready for next year. So you do not want to miss this. All right. Also, there is a phone number. Now, where am I finding all of this? Very simple. If you're a distributor and you're listening to this, all you need to do is go into your back office, look under your news briefs that's on the right-hand side on your initial page when your back office pops up, and it's all right there. So make sure you check it out. Mark your calendar. Set your alarm on your phone or whatever. Log in about 3 or 4 minutes early and be ready for an amazing show, because they are going to be making some wonderful announcements. And all of this is to help prepare us, because next year is going to be over the top, folks. They have got so much planned, because you know next year is our 25th anniversary. So I am Helena. I want to thank you so, so much for sharing. I want to turn this over to Jeanette. Jeanette, do you have any final words that you would like to share before we call it a day?
No, it's nice hearing from Helena too. I mean, it's just a shame when you hear so many people that have wasted many days and weeks and months of their life laying in a dark room for 2 or 3 days trying to get rid of those head issues. And how Beamer can help increase the blood flow everywhere in the body. It's amazing. Even in our own household, we don't have those anymore. We used to, but don't anymore. But you mentioned on Thursday night is the national sales call and the corporate updates. Well, we also, in case people haven't noticed already, you got an email from Albert this morning that the $49.90 price of our Beamer Deluxe human set is staying at $49.90 for the month of November. So that's exciting.
That is awesome. I was looking for a news brief for that. And the reason why they're keeping it at $49.90 is because our sales were so good that they are realizing that this is a, well, I want to say, a key level to be at. So with that, shall I end up in that with a lovely saying about fear and doubt?
Sure.
Okay. One of the reasons many people don't have what they want is neglect. Neglect starts out as an infection and then develops into a disease. So we want to be able to help everybody get started on the right foot. Don't let it fester or grow into anything larger. We are all here to help everybody. This isn't just a business. We literally become a family. And in doing so, we help out each other. We help each other grow, develop. We share more stories, and we change a lot more lives in the process. And what better thing than on our final day on Earth than to be able to look back and look at all the lives we've changed. It's not the amount of stuff that's in your garage or your house, but how many hearts have you touched? And through Beamer, we can do that. And I know that's why I've dedicated myself to Beamer, and it is the best thing I've ever done after being a paramedic for 30 years, fire service, SWAT paramedic, you name it. I am having more fun now, folks, doing this and meeting so many wonderful, wonderful people, and I hold you all close to my heart. So, Jeanette, I want to thank you for being such an amazing co-host here today. And for all of those that were here, you deserve it. So
we appreciate everybody calling in.
Yep, we do. So with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.